This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
One of the best food scenes in the country, right here in Minnesota. And nobody knows it like magazine food critic and James Beard Award finalist Jason DeRussia. Now bringing you the most interesting people and hottest trends. Let's listen in as DeRussia eats.
Hey, it's Jason DeRussia. Thank you so much for spending some time with us here on DeRussia Eats. I'm the food critic for Minnesota Monthly Magazine. I also have a weekly newsletter. Yeah, you can sign up to get restaurant news, analysis, podcast links, all of it. You can sign up at jasonderussia.com. Today on DeRussia Eats, a couple of my favorite restaurants in St. Paul, Minnesota, share their stories of redefining St. Paul food. The reality is Minneapolis is sort of the bright, shiny, look at me part of the Twin Cities, and St. Paul tends to be a little more the blue collar, a little more understated. But there's no reason for these two restaurants to be modest and understated. Jason Hansen and Peter Sebastian opened a Spanish-inspired bar and restaurant called Estelle. Jason and Peter went to the same high school, but they become business partners and friends as adults. They also own a sandwich and pizza shop, Mario's. It's the best sandwiches in the Twin Cities, if you ask me. Also, on the east side of St. Paul, a working-class neighborhood, there's a fine dining restaurant with a neighborhood feel called Tongue in Cheek, and they've been getting it done there for a decade. Chef Leonard Anderson, his wife Ashley Newman, and their friend Ryan Huseby own and run this neighborhood spot that has a regional reputation. Lots of good stuff going on east of the Mississippi River. And we're proud to bring you some of the best of St. Paul in this episode of DeRussia Eats. DeRussia Eats is brought to you by the Minnesota Pork Board and by Liquor Boy. Our guests today have absolutely made an incredible impact on the dining scene, specifically in the city of St. Paul. But they're not done just opening restaurants in St. Paul. Jason Hansen and Peter Sebastian are with us in studio. Jason? It's great to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Peter, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, appreciate having us down.
Estelle was your first restaurant that you guys opened, right?
Yep.
Jason, tell us about, I love Estelle. I've been telling people for years that in St. Paul, Estelle is a spot you got to go to. It's got a great bar, great food, but the people you have working there, just there's such a vibe. The service is so friendly and warm. What was your goal when you opened that up? Before the pandemic is when you opened, right?
Yeah, yep. We opened 3 months before COVID struck and made our way through it, reopened again. Me and Peter really wanted to do a nice neighborhood restaurant. I love Italian food, but I had also been through backpacking through Southern Europe in Spain and Portugal as well, and just thought it would be a great concept for a little neighborhood spot. We both grew up playing sports, and we've always stressed with our businesses, having a team is so important. It's not about a chef or a general manager or an owner. It's, you know, from the dishwasher on up. Every position is so important, and I think that's why Estelle's really shined throughout the years, because every single person that works for us cares and Whether it's saying goodbye to somebody.
Every single person? Come on, there's got to be a little.
No, bit. I mean, and if they don't, they don't work with us anymore.
That's true.
You have to set that culture, right,
yeah.
Peter?
Yeah, absolutely. It all comes down to culture, and I think that is something that is probably the only thing that really trickles down, right? So we are really focused a lot on protecting that culture, and we've made tough decisions over the years specifically to protect that culture, and it is huge, and people feel it. You feel it when you go in there. We hope you do anyway, that you feel like you're really in some place special where everybody cares about you.
When you look at keeping that culture going, because the number one complaint I get from people right now about restaurants is service, that they don't feel special, they don't feel taken care of, they feel rushed, or and on the flip side from restaurant people, the number one complaint I get is that people are not very nice also. So I think we both have a little bit of stuff going on both sides of that equation. What's sort of your take on how things are?
You know, I think...
Because you have very distinct concepts. You really have three concepts.
Yeah. We have Estelle and Mario's in St. Paul, and then Donut Star down in Burnsville. And they are... I think we're at an interesting point in the scene, we'll say, where, yeah, people are coming back into restaurants with a sort of a different set of expectations. And I do think that part of it is the sort of instantaneous gratification of things like the delivery services that you got and all those things that became really popular during COVID and were necessary and kept us going in a lot of ways. But that is the instant gratification piece. And then you've got a lot of that kind of the pushback of traditional restaurant dining. And there is sort of that weird dichotomy there of trying to find that balance again. And I think everybody just needs to give each other just a little bit of patience and grace, and we'll all get through it just fine. But we really try to hammer home with our staff that, you know, people who are coming out, maybe this is the first time they've been out in years. There's still folks that say they haven't come out and they're still not feeling comfortable. And they're finally
there.
Is
that a city thing? Is that a St. Paul thing, you think? Or
I don't know. I don't know. I think it's definitely a demographic thing. Yeah. I'd say that there's definitely an older demographic generally that has been a little cautious about returning.
Makes sense, right?
But, you know, we've kind of hopefully gotten over that hump to some extent. But I do think that's a piece of it. It's just kind of everyone needs to just get reacclimated to each other again a little bit and understand what we're all trying to do. And, you know, things change. It's just it's been a roller coaster a couple of years for sure.
That's Peter Sebastian. Jason Hansen is the chef. Peter's background is more front of house in restaurants, has worked all throughout the Twin Cities. Jason has worked all around as well. You mentioned Italian. You worked at Pozzoluna.
Yep, first kitchen.
Was that your first kitchen?
Yep. And from there, moved on to 112 Eatery Tilia with Stephen Brown. You first interviewed me actually at St. Genevieve. I don't know remember that many moons ago, but
yes.
Had the camera in my face and everything. I was pretty nervous. I think you asked me, what does a kid from Egan know about French cooking was the first question.
And I came out hot.
You did.
I came out hot.
I was on the back of my heels.
It wasn't a puff piece, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Tell you what, Derusha Eats has always been hard-hitting. You guys both went to Egan High School,
we did.
Right?
Yeah, we graduated together.
Did you know each other or not really?
Yeah,
it's a big high school. So.
We went to a couple of parties together.
We did.
I partied in high school. What?
Yeah, you know, it's pretty wild down there in Egan. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
I would say we were friends, but we weren't super close, which I think has served us well in business now. You know, we don't have to worry about hurting each other's feelings because.
Oh,
you know,
interesting. Because you, yes.
We're not.
I wonder about that when people are close friends, like how they keep the friendship. Because in business, sometimes. Peter, you have to tell Jason, like, hey, man, like, this dish is not going to work, or I don't like this, or you're whatever.
That's very rare. But, yeah.
What are some of the tough conversations, then, that you guys have to have in business?
Honestly, we're pretty open with each other. He's probably the best business partner I could ask for. I think we've maybe had one argument, and it was in the middle of COVID when Peter was on his hands and knees fixing a broken toilet, and I was doing the dishes, and I was pissed off, and he, you know, took it like a champ, and I apologized the next day, and ever since then, you know, we're I think communicating throughout, whether it's between us or our employees, is the biggest thing that we try and work on, and having open conversations about the hard things is the best way to move on and grow as a team.
So let's describe these three different concepts. You talked a little bit about Estelle, which has this Spanish, Portuguese, Mediterranean kind of vibe to it.
Yep.
With a great bar. like great bar, great cocktails.
Yeah, our bar manager Seth does an amazing job with that. And when we opened,
don't say that. That just his ego is already enormous.
Like, no, he deserves all the credit in the world. We kind of just sit back and let him do his thing, and it's shined over the years. And we're so grateful to have him in there. And we do the small pinchos just because we wanted to have a different type of dining option. After being through San Sebastian, Spain, we thought, you know, what's cooler than having a cocktail and a nice small bite to eat? And that's really helped bring people into the bar. And yeah.
It's kind of narrow. Great. It's kind of a weird space, like, but you guys make it feel nice.
Yeah. Yeah. We were told Lenny Russo originally built that bar.
He added on to
Heartland. Yeah. And wanted it to be a little wine bar. And it is a funny little space, but it works out really well. And people really like it. It's very intimate over there. It's fun.
Yeah. And then you open Mario's,
yeah,
which is a sandwich and pizza shop.
That's right.
Correct.
Is it more sandwich or more pizza, would you say?
It's pretty 50-50. I love New York, and I'd traveled there a bunch. I love pizzas. We got the opportunity through our landlord if we wanted the space, and we really wanted to, me and him, sort of design the space ourselves. We don't have huge money investors. We're kind of nitty-gritty restaurateurs, and we flipped it and, you know, ripped the boards out of the ground and painted all the ceilings, and now we're doing our Hero sandwiches. We bake the bread fresh every morning. Our amazing team over there does that. And then the Sicilian pan pizzas. Some people call them Detroit style, but it's not. We don't have the cheese going all the way to the edges. But
that's the difference. Like the Detroit style that Rectangle does.
Yep.
It's cheese all the way to the edge of the pan.
And even sometimes underneath or on the outside, you go like a double bake where you'll bake the crust, pull it out, add more cheese, bake it again.
Yeah,
with all
you
your
get
other
that
toppings,
kind of
get that
crunchy.
On the side. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. But you don't do that.
Nope.
No, we just.
Is it Roman or Sicilian?
It's.
I was having this discussion with another pizza maker.
we call it Sicilian. The actual Sicilian.
East Coasters call it Sicilian usually.
Right. Yeah, or grandma pies.
Yeah.
We call it St. Paul style. So. But,
it's really good. Your sandwich, the bread. When people complain we don't have good sandwiches in the Twin Cities, I would say you haven't gone out for sandwiches lately, because Mario's, I've written this, I'm not just saying this that you're here, but I think they're the best sandwiches in town.
Oh, that's awesome, thank you so much.
But it's the bread, it's the, well, you tell me, when you're designing a sandwich, what makes a sandwich a good sandwich?
It's all about the bread and the ingredients and the balance of the fat and acid and everything that goes into it. And our previous chef that opened it with us, he's not working with us anymore, but Evan Varanian, he has tons of knowledge in dough making. And I kind of told him what I wanted as far as the sesame bread, nice, soft, squishy. And he just absolutely knocked it out of the park. So hopefully, you know.
And they're not dry. Too many sandwiches in the Twin Cities are too dry. We're scared of like mayo and.
Oh, yeah.
Juice.
Yeah, they
got to
be a little messy. You know, you're having a good sandwich when you need to use the wrapper to catch all the the extras there.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back and talk about Burnsville, because that's so different, such a departure. But the growth in suburban restaurants has been a game changer in the Twin Cities, I think. Great guests here. Some of my favorite spots in town. Jason Hansen, Peter Sebastian from Estelle, Mario's, and we'll talk Donut Star in Burnsville when we come back on Drive Time. They grew up in Eagan, opened two critically acclaimed restaurants in St. Paul, and now they got a donut shop in Burnsville. Why not? Why not? DeRussia Eats with Jason Hansen, the chef, Peter Sebastian, the front of house and the business guy. What led you guys to open Donut Star in Burnsville?
So I was actually perusing for locations for Estelle and Mario's, actually. You know, we've always been kind of trying to find a way to grow, and it takes so long to find a space you like. So was kind of just looking around and saw, you know, an award-winning bakery in Burnsville was for sale on one of these broker websites, and thought, well, there's only one bakery that I think that could be. And growing up in Eagan, I for sure went there as a kid. It's been there for about 50 years. And contacted the broker and said, is this what I think it is? And they said, yeah, that's the spot. And just kind of gave him an offer and said, you know, I think we can turn this around. So, I took that one on, and it's been an interesting project so far. It's been fun in a lot of ways and challenging in others to take over something that, you know, our other two concepts are ours. We invented those, but this has been an existing donut shop for a long time. So
people bring their kind of memories and expectations?
Absolutely, yeah. There are people who've been coming for 35, 40 years and, you know, remember going with their grandparents or whatever. And so we've done a big renovation and updated it, and it looks a lot different than it did. It's a lot more comfortable. It's been updated and just kind of freshened up in a lot of ways. Still a classic donut shop, but just tried to kind of focus on quality and really make it a great thing. But yeah, there is that look of shock when people walk in and they go, I haven't been here since I was a kid. What happened? And then they try the donuts. They go, okay, we're great.
This is fine.
We'll be back. So that's
fine. That is also it's Peter's solo project. I'm not a part of it. I just go in there and eat donuts all the time.
Smart. Yeah, that's smart.
He's R&D.
Wash your hands of that.
That's right.
What is the goal, Jason, when you think about Estelle and Mario's? Would you like more locations?
You know, we're dreamers, so we would love to someday possibly have more restaurants. I think right now it's really just trying to dial in what we've got and grow Mario's a little bit more, get the word out there a little bit more.
Mario's feels like that is the kind of concept that you could scale up. The question is that bread, making that bread every day for those sandwiches, like, can you scale up that recipe? Can you have like three shops doing that?
Yeah, and that's something we're definitely looking into, trying to figure out how we can do that and how we can grow. And
it's scary, right? Because you want to grow.
Yeah, and we have people asking all the time if they can just buy the bread, and we're just like, sometimes we run out of sandwiches.
Can't make enough bread
by 7 o'clock. So we're looking into it, and you know, looking into commercial kitchens, and always trying to figure out what the next best option is. We've had a couple of people reach out wanting us to do other restaurant concepts. And, you know, we're at the point where we're kind of just taking our time. We don't want to rush into growth and, you know, when it feels right.
But it's hard to make a living just with, like, you need and to have a life as an owner, right? Like, unless you have multiple locations.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say that's true. I mean, you get to a point where you're, you know, someone like Del Prado is the one who comes to mind, where you get to a point where you've got sort of the volume of businesses where you can build in all the systems that make your life livable again. But trying to run, if it was just us, you know, if we didn't have the great teams that we had, I don't think we would see our families at all. But we do. We've got a great, you know, we're very lucky in that, and we've got a phenomenal team.
When are you off? When are you not at work?
I joke all the time that I'm never working and I'm always working.
Yeah.
So the phone is always on.
Classic business guy, right?
Right. But if the fires are going the way they should be, we're okay. And thankfully, again, it's all team. It all goes back to them. But we don't have to be anywhere at any given time necessarily. It's all just we're the ones putting out the fires
and cutting the checks.
That's important too.
Yeah.
Peter Sebastian, Jason Hansen, Estelle Mario's, Peter's Got Donut Star. Three restaurants that you guys would recommend that you don't own that you would suggest to our viewers.
Ooh, on the spot.
That's tough.
Hit me with a place you like to visit, Peter.
You know, I would say it's right down the street from us, right down from Mario's. I say you got to go to Gus Gus. Mm. You got to go see them.
So good.
It's a fun spot. Yeah, the great brunch. Awesome cocktails, cool little vibe. And Jason actually used to work in that building, so I rep that one. That one's always good.
Estelle and Gus Gus are sort of my 1-2 that I always recommend.
Yeah,
that's
great.
Like, that's,
We got to rep St. Paul. Got to rep that side of the river.
Yeah, definitely.
How about you, Jason? Where do you like to visit?
That's so hard. I like to go all around. Actually, I've got this sandwich that I love. It's called Tavial Grill. It's a little family-owned Mexican restaurant on West 7th Street. Get the carne asada torta and maybe a couple of lengua tacos, and I'm a pretty happy guy.
Nice.
And then as far as on the other side of town, I absolutely love Martina. I know it's kind of everybody loves it, but what Danny does, whether it's his pasta or his, that ribeye on that menu over there, we took a couple of our managers there for dinner, and I'm still dreaming about that steak. So
nice.
He's knocking it out of the park.
Guys, I'm huge fans of yours and so happy for your success. Maple Grove would love a Mario's. I'm just saying.
We'll work on it.
Good luck
on it.
Real estate is tough up there.
Yeah, that's right. We'll figure it out.
That's always the issue. That is Peter. He is Jason. Thank you both. It's a little tricky on the radio, so people know which one is which. They can't see you. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Go check out Estelle. Mario's is open for lunch and dinner now. And Donut Star, you can order ahead, and that way you make sure you get what you want. Very good.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout. No reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jason DeRusha with a message from Minnesota's pig farmers. Discover the meat of the North. Pork. Pork is as Minnesotan as the lakes, trees, and people who call this state home. Did you know there are more than 30,000 pig farming families? They live and work in the North Star State, raising one of the safest, most delicious meats the whole world can enjoy. Pork is something we enjoy in the DeRusha family at least a few times a week. Maybe it's pork loin roast, shoulder, pork chops, ribs, bacon. Oh, I'm getting hungry just talking about it. It's so affordable, too. If you're looking for recipes, MNPork.com's got them. Great recipes like dilled pork cutlets, Parmesan-crusted pork chops, and you can feel good about eating pork from Minnesota farmers. They've been reducing their carbon footprint with better genetics, new technologies, and more. Pick up pork tonight for dinner at your local meat market or grocery store. Let's have Minnesota pork for dinner. Oh, yeah.
DeRusha Eats continues. Here's your host, Jason DeRusha.
DeRusha Eats is brought to you by the Minnesota Pork Board. Our guests today run the single restaurant most likely to be described as underrated. Wow. I can't wait to hear what they think about that, because I think it's, well, it's mixed, right? Being underrated is good and being underrated is bad. They are in St. Paul. It is called Tongue in Cheek. And today we are joined by the three owners of Tongue in Cheek. We have Ashley Newman, Leonard Anderson, and Ryan Huseby. Thank you guys all so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Good to be here.
All right, who wants to take the underrated comment?
Oh, God. Can you hear me?
Is this, yeah, it's all good, Ashley.
Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, Payne Avenue, East St. Paul. It's kind of been, from the beginning, it's like, what, you're doing what?
Yeah.
On Payne Avenue, who, you know, what's going on with that? And it's just, it's kind of continued that a little bit. We have great neighbors that have helped expand horizons, and people come from all over the metro to see us. But yeah, we seem to fly under the radar, and I'm not sure what that means or what that answer is.
I don't know if
to
it,
that.
You know, Leonard, you from the moment you guys opened up, people were like, all right, Payne Avenue, kind of a working class, blue-collar street, known for pizza places and neighborhood bars. And you were bringing, you know, you were at W.A. Frost, and then you were bringing sort of that type of, I don't know, how would you describe what your goal was?
Casual fine dining.
Casual fine dining.
Yeah. I remember almost 10 years ago now sending you the press release via email. And you emailed me back thinking it was an April Fool's joke.
I did think it was an April Fool's joke.
Well, it was on April Fool's Day.
Don't ever send a press release on April 1st.
We thought that was funny. We thought that was going to get some notice. And instead, it's like, oh, yeah, this is a joke.
We got burned. Back when I was at TV, one of our producers once got a press release on April 1st that said First Avenue was relocating to Blaine. And he ran it as a story. God. And so I am now, if anyone sends me anything on April 1st, I don't believe it. But that idea of, is this for real? The fact that you guys have sustained so long, what do you credit that to?
Well, I mean, we're all three owner-operators. We all work. We do our best to just keep all the standards up to where we want them at. And we were all Eastsiders when we started this out, so we wanted to give back to the neighborhood and contribute.
Leonard's food.
You think it's Leonard's food? Yeah, what do you think it is, Ryan?
Yeah, Leonard's food is definitely a huge part of it. But like Leonard said, the three of us are there every day, overseeing, making sure everything is the way it should be. And I think that really helps us maintain those level, the level of standard that we have, and maintain phenomenal food and great service and just keep things running. But we do, like you said, you know, we're underrated. We get people come in all the time, and whether it's their first time or their 100th time, they often say, wow, this place just always, but never fails to amaze.
Yeah.
And it's a good feeling. I think sometimes if you're overrated, your food might be great, but if you're overrated, then people would be disappointed. So underrated's not a bad thing.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, there is that challenge, right? Like everybody wants the critics to say that they're good, but the critics don't pay the bills. Like ultimately, if your neighborhood is coming in and people are traveling to go and try your food, then you're winning, right?
Yeah.
But we all still want to be told that we're good. Like
it validates how hard you work.
You need the pats on the back.
You know, it does feel good. It's like, okay, we're not crazy. We're doing something here. And we hear that all the time from guests.
Yeah.
So we don't necessarily need it from outside sources, but, you know, it is nice.
It is some of the challenge, and Tongue in Cheek is the name of the restaurant. It's on Payne Avenue in St. Paul. Part of the challenge of being a restaurant that's around for sort of the length of time that you guys have been around is part of why I wanted to talk to you. Because making it 10 years now?
Yep.
10, yep.
Is crazy. It's such a good achievement. But you're still not like 20 years where like you're sort of a standard now, right?
Yeah.
It's that in between where sometimes even guests who love you, you're not the hot new thing and you're not the tradition old thing.
Yeah.
So Ryan, how do you kind of keep reminding people like, hey, we're around, we're a value?
Yeah, that's the challenge. Like you said, 10 years is a great accomplishment, but it's kind of that in-between spot. In the restaurant world, people love everything that's shiny and new. You got to go check out the newest place, the hottest trend. And a lot of those places don't last, but everybody goes to check them out at first.
Yeah.
So we just building relationships with our guests. You know, we know a lot of them by name, if not by name, by face. And that goes a long way with them. And just, you know, I think we're solidly consistent. That keeps people coming back. But you do have to just constantly try to get people's attention. We try to do a lot of social media, email marketing, and that kind of thing. But it's challenging. You know, advertising and marketing in this day and age is a weird thing.
Ryan Huseby, that's who you just heard. Ashley Newman and Chef Leonard Anderson, the three behind Tongue in Cheek in St. Paul. Leonard, when you... And the three of you sat down to create the menu, but it was your food. What you set it up in what I think is a really innovative and interesting way by having like sort of super small bite teasers, small plates, and then bigger entrees. Tell me a little bit about kind of what your ethos is and what you were thinking about when you created that menu.
Well, I always liked amuse-bouches when we would go to other restaurants, and I like that.
That's like when a chef brings out a little bite.
Yeah. So we wanted to expand on that a little bit and have a little menu of those. And then those change every once in a while. Then we have a share plate section that we usually change two or three things every month. And then same with the entree section. We do the same where we change, you know, 3 to 5 items once a month, depending on seasonality or cool things farmers are bringing us or things that we want to play around with. So we just try to keep the guests involved with that as well. So they have something new to try, so it doesn't stay so static.
Are there some standards, some things that have been on the menu since the beginning?
Yeah.
What are the classics for people who've never tried you who are going to want to go check it out?
The Blues is one of the teasers, the East Fried Pride, another one of the teasers, the Bacon and Egg. Those are a little bit more difficult to change out just because people come there hoping that they will be there. And
they're just $4, right?
Yeah.
So just a little something. That also shows off the talent in the kitchen, I think, right?
Yeah, I think the teasers really showcase the texture, flavor combinations that Leonard is just really great at creating.
Low risk, too, because you're like, $4. If I don't like it, so what?
Yeah. You know?
Yeah. We also have cocktail teasers, which took a little bit of figuring out when we opened. So we have small cocktails that you can try for, what are they?
Yeah, mini cocktails. Most people don't order them individually.
Well,
usually,
flight,
you get them as a flight,
flight,
so you get 6 mini cocktails for
28.
Yeah. 28? It's a really fun way to try a variety of stuff.
Did you run that by Ashley? You raised the price to 28. She's like, I don't even remember.
No, right?
I do want to talk to you guys a little bit about pricing, because that is for sure a challenge in the restaurant industry right now, right? We talked yesterday with a state legislator who wants to ban service charges and have everything put in the cost. And you guys have, like, what, a 4% kind of health insurance charge, something like that?
Yeah, 4.2% goes just in, just towards helping us pay for 50% of our employees' health care.
What do you think about that idea? I mean, I will say, like, personally, I loved it when restaurants first started putting that 3 or 4%, the health insurance charge, where I'm like, I really like that they're providing health insurance. Like, I enjoyed the value, and I never have an issue with that fee. Now there's so many different fees where you've got, like, a takeout, 10%. You got some places with 5%, 10%. Some are 21%. Yeah. Customers hate it. I can tell you this.
I think as long as they're transparent up front on the menu about what's going on, I feel like businesses can make their own choices. I get it, though, that, you know, credit card processing fees, we've always had to pay for that.
Right.
So the fact that now they're trying to recoup that, that's, you know, a little unfair, I think. But to put it all in the prices, I think that would be, I mean, people are having sticker shock with all the fees that add up. I think that individual pricing, it would be the same.
Yeah.
It's
at least everyone would be on the same ground if you all had to put your fees in there. But it is, like, I do think people would be surprised to see, already we're in the $17, $18 burger range, but you'd be in the 20s.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of owner operators maybe aren't very transparent about where those fees go.
That's why the message sends a bad message to a lot.
You know, I think maybe there are some operators who kind of ruined it for the rest of us. You know, we just have the one fee and we use it just to pay health insurance for our employees, which it's pretty rare for a restaurant our size to offer health insurance. And it's a good health insurance plan, too. And over half of our employees take us up on it. So it's a great thing. And actually, our service fee doesn't even really cover our end of the health insurance. It just helps to offset it a little bit. And we like having it on the menu because it's a way of us letting people know that we do that. We have very few people who complain or push back on it. And I know at some places with the higher fees, customers definitely feel differently about it. Our experience is that our customers either don't mind it or love it.
I think I've had to remove it from one check.
Well, yeah.
You know, since we started this years ago.
Tongue in Cheek is the name of the restaurant. I want to talk about brunch when we come back. Plus, we'll get your restaurant recommendations as well, places you like to go in the Twin Cities. Tongue in Cheek is in St. Paul. It's on Payne Avenue, 989 Payne Avenue. They have a parking lot right there. Lots of street parking on Payne Avenue, too. DeRussia Eats, brought to you by the Pork Board, continues in just a minute here on CCO. DeRussia Eats here on CCO. Go to Tongue in Cheek. It's on Payne Avenue in St. Paul. One of the great ways that people get to meet your restaurant is through brunch. You have one of the best brunches in the Twin Cities, always have from day one. And I don't like brunch. So
what?
I don't like brunch.
Are you anti-egg? You need an
no,
egg,
I love eggs.
Egg advertiser on here?
Right. Yes, yeah. Right. If the Dairy Council were in, I've got... my issue with brunch is that most brunches taste nothing like what the restaurant really tastes like.
Sure.
So you go and you have like the generic brunch stuff and here's your hash and here's your chilaquiles and whatever. But your brunch feels like tongue-in-cheek. It feels like the restaurant, which I think is cool. If I go to tongue-in-cheek, I want it to be sort of feeling like it would if I went for dinner. You know what I mean?
Part of that is most of the menu is available during brunch. Mm-hmm. And we do brunch 5 days a week. Every day we're open. There's only four items that are specifically brunch or breakfast items. But even those really do capture Leonard's food. You know, the pork belly on the Here's Johnny is one of his signature things. I know you hate that word signature.
you don't like that?
One of the things he's known for is the pork belly, and it's just phenomenal.
Yeah.
So you really get, even with the brunch items, you get a great feel for what Leonard's food is like.
Leonard, everybody else likes talking about your food more than you do.
That's fine. I like it. I'm good with that.
Humble?
He's the rare, modest, humble chef.
How did this happen? Why are you so humble?
I'm just defeated by kids at this point.
How old are your kids?
8 and 11.
8 and 11.
Yeah.
So when you opened... No, you're being told that's wrong.
Yeah, they're 7 and 11.
How are you supposed to know their age?
Yeah.
Come on. You're
a lot
doing
going
fine.
On.
Yeah. Can I tell you how many times I enter one of my kids' birthday? It's on like some web form, and it's like, nope. You're like, oh, I don't know.
I tried.
I'm doing my best here. So your first was just like a baby when you guys opened up.
Yeah. She was just barely two.
Do they hang around in the restaurant?
Yes, they do. Ashley,
do you want your kids to want to work in the restaurant?
No.
You know, that's, I don't know. That's a complicated question.
I feel that way about my job, too, and my kids. My 16-year-old works for a restaurant, and it's been a tremendous experience for
him. It's a great way to learn how to interact and treat people, really, in front of the house anyways. You come into contact with all walks of life, and you get treated in every kind of way, and it's just a good way to kind of, realize, you know, just it's humanity in there. They're having fun mostly, and you're kind of there to facilitate that. So,
have guests changed post pandemic, Ryan?
Yeah, they definitely changed during the pandemic. Customers could not have been nicer and more generous.
Buying gift cards and doing whatever to keep you open.
Our customers were phenomenal during COVID, and they've continued to be after. But we've definitely seen more of a return to normalcy, where we'll get some not so nice people every once in a while.
More complaining.
Yeah, not that bad, but it's just kind of returned to normalcy, I think, where people aren't just giving you the benefit of the doubt all the time, which is fine. You know, that's great. The customers should hold us accountable.
Yeah, agreed.
Ashley Newman, Ryan Huseby, Leonard Anderson. Leonard, is it weird to work with your wife every day for all these years?
No. We're married going on 19 years, so we've been working for a while together.
Yeah. How do you guys get, like, separation, time away?
That's actually when we work together at the restaurant.
Yeah, it is.
Because you're in the kitchen working, and you're up front, Ashley.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. What's the thing you're most proud of, 10 years? What's your biggest...
Oh, the fact that we all still love each other, really. All three of us.
Yeah, people warned us before we opened this place. Don't go into business with your spouse. Don't go into business with your best friend. But here we are 10 years later, and we're closer, better friends than ever.
Yeah.
So cool. Oh, I love that. Before we go, three restaurants that you guys like to visit. I don't know. Do each of you have one?
I do. The most recent one I was at, and we've been at a few times, is called Mr. Taco. It's on White Bear Avenue in Maplewood. And it's just in a strip mall. It's very unassuming. But I had two of the best margaritas I've had outside of Mexico there.
Wow.
And the food was great, and our service was cool. Awesome. And it was just, you know, you go into something and you're like, oh, I don't know what this is going to be, and you leave really happy. It's kind of a rare thing sometimes.
I love that.
Yeah.
Mr. Taco.
Yeah.
Right on White Bear Avenue in Maplewood.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan?
I'm going to say the Emerald Lounge on West 7th Street in St. Paul. Just
great
a very small, cozy little place. We actually tried to go there for a year or two.
Well, for your birthday,
they opened,
a few, yeah.
And we did finally get a time where we could all get together and go in December, January.
Yep.
And
all
the January. Food was great. Service was phenomenal. We had a really good time.
That's a great place. I love that room. Is so cool.
It is.
It's kind of narrow and dark, and great martinis there.
Yeah, the cocktails were very good.
Leonard?
I'm going to go a little different and go with Bogart's Donuts in Uptown. They're pretty good.
Bogart's is good.
Yeah.
That's another place that sort of, when it first started, it was like a frenzy.
Yeah.
I don't know if, like, the donut moment has passed.
Never.
For him. That's his go-to.
Yeah. There's something with their, is it a brioche done?
Brioche dough that they use.
Brioche dough.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Now I want a donut.
Me too.
Tongue in Cheek. Every time I write about them, I always say it's underrated. And hopefully you guys go, and then you'll say, no, it's properly rated. It's wonderful. So congratulations on 10 years. I'm sorry for asking if your opening was an April Fool's joke.
Hey, that's a great story.
What an insulting email to get. You're like Russia thinks it's impossible that we would open. I totally forgot about that, but I do remember exactly where I was sitting when I sent you guys that email. That's DeRussia Eats, brought to you by the Minnesota Pork Board. Thanks so much for listening to the DeRussia Eats podcast on WCCO Radio, 830 AM. We do conversations with chefs, with farmers, with small business people every Tuesday and Thursday at 4 p.m. The podcast is available every week. If you enjoyed what you heard, I would love for you to leave us a review. Give us however many stars you can. I don't know, 10, 20 stars would be nice, 5 stars, and leave your feedback as well. It really helps us grow and helps support covering the food community here at WCCO Radio and in the DeRussia Eats podcast. If you'd like to email me with an idea or a question about the restaurant scene, you can email Jason at Odyssey, AudacyAudacy.com. Jason at Odyssey.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next time on the DeRussia Eats podcast.
Thanks for listening to DeRussia Eats. Dan Cook is our producer. Jason DeRussia is your host. Please subscribe on your favorite podcast platform and leave us a review. DeRussia Eats is a production of Odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.